is going on, my fellow podcast lovers? Welcome to the Preach What You Practice podcast with me, Josh Green. We're all about preaching what we live and letting our walk talk. And it's leading up to a book that I'm writing called Preach What You Practice. I want to invite you to subscribe wherever you're listening, to keep listening to this podcast and enjoy a lot more content. Also, I've got a Patreon where you can support me to do what I'm doing and to help me get this book out as quickly as possible. So you can sign up. The link will be in the description to this podcast. There's all sorts of tiers. You can get exclusive content recorded especially for you. You can get an early chapter to the book. There's higher tiers where you can get a signed advanced copy of the book before it comes out on the release. And I want to invite you to follow me on Instagram. It's at Josh So Social, all one word. You can find me on there. Send me a DM if you ever want to chat. Thanks for tuning in. Today we're going to be looking at an amazing topic, so I want to invite you to get listening today. Let's go. So let's get the ball rolling today, guys, shall we? Today we're looking at actually a topic that's really close to my heart and one that I think might be popular with a lot of people who are listening. What is my purpose? What is my calling? Why am I here on this earth? We're going to be looking at Ephesians chapter 2, verse 10, which I think will really guide us and help us. So let's get into the word. For we are God's handiwork, created in Christ Jesus to do good works, which God prepared in advance for us to do. Today we're looking at what is my purpose and what is my calling. And I'd love it if you could recommend this podcast, this video, to a friend of yours. And specifically, I think young people or somebody who's asking this question right now, maybe between jobs. I mean, it's a pandemic, right? We're all kind of suffering in that department for sure. So this is a real time to plug in and get connected with what our purpose and our calling is. So perhaps you might know somebody that you can send this podcast to. I'd really appreciate if you could do that. Maybe drop them the link. Even while you're listening, you could probably do that. Send them this because I think it'll be really encouraging to find out what their purpose and their calling is. So let's look at it today. What is God's purpose for my life? Well, firstly, if you're watching this somehow and you don't know God, I want to tell you that God knows you. If you don't believe in God, God believes in you. If you don't love God, God loves you. I want you to know that today. Whoever you are, no matter where you're from, God loves you so much. The Bible actually says God is love. So how could he not? Hey, I know sometimes we feel like we're unlovable, but God sure loves us. And Jesus dying on the cross proves that. And we really need to remember that. We need to remember that God can take our pain and turn it into purpose. God can take our mess and make it our message. God can take our trial and turn it into a triumph. God can take our test and make it our testimony. You know, there's no mountain that's too high that we can't climb. There's no sin that's too great that can't be forgiven. There's nobody out there that is unlovable that God can't love, turn around and forgive. You know, it's true in my life. And if God can do it with me, I sure believe that he can do it with you. If you do know God, guess what? God has prepared good works in advance for you to do. So when people ask me, what is my purpose? I often point them to three sort of areas that could help us. I'm going to pull from that scripture that we just read. The first thing to note here, and this may seem a little bit obvious, but it's important, is that God has called you. God has called you. It is true. There is indeed a purpose for you and for your life. You know, I meet so many people who don't believe that they're called by God, who don't believe that God has a purpose for their life. I've been preaching the gospel, talking about Jesus all over the world for the last 15 years. And honestly, way more people don't believe that God has a purpose for their life than actually do. And I believe if you can get hold of God's purpose for your life today, it will change your life and will change other people's lives. And ultimately, get this, change the world. So I love this. You know, I don't know if you've heard this before, but some people say God has made you on purpose for a purpose. God has made you on purpose for a purpose. You've been made, you've been designed. The Bible says you've been fearfully and wonderfully crafted and made. You were made on purpose But it's not just that. See, creators, they create with the end in mind. So when somebody wants to make a building, they draw up the finished article and then they sort of work backwards and start creating. Creators create with the end in mind. In other words, God thought about you before you even got to this point in your life. He already planned it out and knew you were here right now. Isn't that a crazy thought? And he's prepared things for you to do. And that is your purpose. But I want you to catch this today more than anything. God has called you. He has called you. And if you don't feel qualified, you know, God qualifies the called. He doesn't call the qualified. God qualifies the called. So check this out. Jeremiah 29:11. If you're a Christian, a lot of us know this scripture. For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord. Plans to prosper you and not to harm you. Plans to give you a hope and a future. And this brings me on to point number two. It's God's plan. God's plan. Yeah, we know the song, but it is really, it's God's plan for your life. For I know, God knows them. So get to know God and know your purpose. Know God, no purpose, but know God, or know God, know God, K-N-O-W, was struggling to spell there. Know God and know purpose. Really, if you can know God, then you can know purpose. See, God makes it clear the harm and the difficult things in your life were not made by God. God's plan is to prosper you and give you hope and give you a future. But listen, this purpose is not all about you. It's God's plan. For I know the plans I have for you, says the Lord. You know, I know the plans I have for you, says the Lord. It's God's plan. It's God's purpose. See, too many people fall in the trap of thinking it's all about them. And that's why I'm doing this, preach what you practice, because we need this stuff to take root in our lives before we go out there preaching. It needs to be in our practice. It needs to be in our soul that God has called us, even if it was to a seemingly small, insignificant task. That's God's calling on your life, and you need to live a life. The Bible says, live a life worthy of your calling. And what that means is live a life worthy of the calling that God has put on your life. Not live a life compared to the size of your calling. Live a life worthy of the size of the God who gave you the calling. And too many people fall in the trap of thinking it's all about them. Too many people grab God's calling for their life and run with it and completely leave behind the one who actually called them. That is a terrifying thing, and that will always land you into trouble. And even recently, we've seen that with prominent pastors falling away from what God's made them to do. And it's so, so sad. And I think it's because somewhere along the line, they lose sight that it was God's purpose, not theirs. It's his kingdom, not my empire. Number three, God's plan is good works prepared for you in advance. Remember our verse today, Ephesians 2:10, for we are God's handiwork created in Christ Jesus to do good works, which God has prepared in advance for us. So we're going to look at a little thing called the three bubbles, which is a little bit of a teaching I've created to sort of help you get stuck into your purpose. Now, I am not an artist, okay? So this is going to come across really bad. And if you're listening, if you're not actually watching, if you're listening on the podcast, I'm going to try and do my best to explain to you the three bubbles. But essentially, think about the Minnie Mouse face and put his eyes and his nose together. And you sort of get this sort of three circles where they all intersect. And in the middle, there's an intersection between all of the three circles. And one bubble has God written in it, the other bubble has church written in it, and the other bubble has you written in it. And right in the middle, there's an intersection of God, church, and you. And I'm saying that the purpose that God has for you in your life can be found in an intersection of God, church, and you. And I'm going to explain that. Hopefully you can see that. If you're listening, I hope you kind of got that imagery in your mind. So God, the God bubble, is all about what is God saying to you? What is God speaking to you? What has God put on your heart? Church is all about how can I serve my church? How can I serve my local community? What's unique about the situation that I'm involved in. What are the needs, really, is what I'm getting at. What are the needs in my church? What are the needs in my community that I can really serve? And then the final thing is, what is unique about you? How has God, you know, we are God's workmanship, as the scripture says. So what is it that's unique about you? What can you do? Or, you know, what is on your heart? And I think as we start to ask those questions around the three bubbles of God, church, and you, we can find some sort of intersection. There'll be some sort of commonality between the three. Commonality, is that a word? I'm going to go with it. Between the three. And I believe in there somewhere, in that intersection point, you will find your purpose. Do this and you will be well on your way to finding out God's purpose for your life. And so, I've done this in my own life. I've been, I help run the church planting and leadership course for WTC, which Westminster Theological Center, which is a university that I study at, but also I'm working for them. And I run the church planting and leadership course, where we really get to grips with how to plant effective churches and lead effective churches in this culture. And I just went through this with these guys the other day. Right at that center, I believe you can find God's purpose for your life. And I know it's something we all struggle with, but I want you to remember today that God has called you. It's God's plan. And ultimately, in the middle of those three, God has created good works prepared in advance for you. I want you to remember those three things today. And I want you to try and just sort of, maybe you could just even draw it out, God, church, and you, and find that intersection point. Find what it is that's God's calling for your life. And I believe it can really dramatically change the trajectory that your life is on. Don't forget to like, comment, and subscribe to this video or this podcast, depending on where you're listening. Once again, I'd love it if you could support me on Patreon so I could keep putting out these videos to you guys, and you can get exclusive content, you can get early stuff from the book, and trust me, it's going to be worth it. I've got tiers from like really low to a little bit higher, and it really helped me. But anyway, thank you so much for listening today. Follow me on Instagram at @joshsosocial. I'd love to hang out with you more, chat with you more. But I hope you have a great week, and I'll see you next week for the next episode.